Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Ruth's trust in God led to blessings for generations. When her husband died, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, told her to return to her family in Moab and to remarry. But Ruth refused to return to her Moabite family and their gods. She wanted to stay with Naomi and to continue following the God of Israel. Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth chose to place her trust in the true God and to stay with Naomi, and she found a husband, Boaz, among Naomi's extended family. Boaz and Ruth's great-grandson would become Israel's greatest king, King David, and their family line led directly to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Praise God for Ruth's faithfulness and the blessings it brought. God's faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Ask God to help you abide in Him and to trust in Him for what you need today and every day. Faithful love multiplies blessings for generations. Pray with me. God, thank you for giving me people to love. Thank you for revealing yourself to me and for drawing me away from the false gods of self-sufficiency and wealth and power. Help me to continue to cling to you as Ruth clung to Naomi. Help me to cling to the truth you've shown me and to trust in your provision and guidance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, take a deep breath and exhaling, let go of tensions, distractions. Let all your focus go to your breath. And as you breathe, let Ruth's words to Naomi become your words to God. Inhaling, where you go, and exhaling, I will go. Letting your breath grow deep and steady. Where you go, I will go. And God goes with you wherever you go, for God has said, "Never will I leave you or forsake you." Resting in God's promise to you, take a moment and come clean before Him. Perhaps you've been trusting false gods rather than the true God. Perhaps you've been struggling to remain faithful in relationships. Consider the things you've done and the things you've left undone, your actions, your words, and your thoughts. Right now, confess your sins to the Lord. God's mercies are new every single morning. Because of Jesus, your sins are forgiven, and you've been given the Holy Spirit as a sign and seal of your salvation. Listen to Ruth 1, verse 16 in the English Standard Version. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." As I read that verse again, listen for a word or phrase that especially speaks to you. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." What stood out to you? Reflect on it prayerfully, asking the Spirit to continue speaking to you. Ruth's love for Naomi brought her closer to God. How do the people you love help you persist in following God? Listen to Ruth 1, verse 16 in the Contemporary English Version. Ruth answered, "Please don't tell me to leave you and return home. I will go where you go. I will live where you live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." Ruth was a Moabite, not an Israelite. And among Israel's laws, there was a law that forbade marriage between Israelites and Moabites. But by God's grace, Ruth was folded into the family of God and even given a place of honor as the ancestor of King David and of Jesus. God's grace extends even to the most unlikely outsiders. Pray for an outsider whom God brings to your mind. The familial love between Ruth and Naomi was key in bringing Ruth into the family of God. Think about people whose love has helped bring you into the family of God. Praise God for those people. Ask God to give you love for those around you that will help draw them closer to God. Listen to Ruth 1, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. But Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. There is famine in the land. Your husband of 10 years has died, as has your father-in-law and your brother-in-law. And now your mother-in-law is releasing you, telling you to go back to your family and to find a new husband among your people. You are weighed down with grief and with hunger and with fear. How will you make this decision?" But you love your mother-in-law as you love God. And you love the God she follows. You don't want to go back to the old ways. You don't want to go backward. You want to keep moving toward God. You are ready to give up everything familiar to find Him. Dear one, what are you willing to give up in your quest to know God? You won't go back to what is familiar. The God you've come to know is too good. And so, you will leave behind the familiar, the comfortable, and you will journey to a new place, trusting that God will meet you there and that God will provide. What do you need God to provide for you? You do not go alone. Naomi goes with you, your mother-in-law, your spiritual mother, your friend. You trust her with your life. You trust her God, and so you cling to her, and you pray that her people will accept you, even though you are a stranger and outsider, and you step forward in faith. What is the first step of faith you need to take? Please pray with me. God, thank you for choosing Ruth, an outsider and a Moabite, to become an essential part of your family of faith. Thank you for the love between Ruth and Naomi, and for Boaz's noble character. Help me too to abide in a loving relationship with you and with the family you've given me. Bring blessings for generations. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, choose to stay close to God and to the people God has given you to love. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.